Hi everyone, I'm Liam, and I'm here to talk about my career in the media industry, specifically how I transitioned from an editorial role to becoming an in-house photographer for a major publication.
I always knew I wanted to work in publishing. Most of my current colleagues studied journalism at university, which makes a lot of sense for this career path. I actually started out doing a degree in English literature, thinking I'd write novels, but I eventually switched and ended up graduating in sociology. It's been surprisingly useful for understanding human behaviour in my work.
Getting into the industry was tough. I sent out dozens of applications, hoping for a position at a glossy national magazine. However, my first real break came when I was offered a job as a research assistant for a regional newspaper. It wasn't glamorous, but it taught me how newsrooms operate.
Eventually, I managed to move into an actual editorial role. People often assume I started by covering local politics, because that's the standard training ground for reporters. In my case, though, I was assigned to the music scene. I spent my evenings reviewing gigs and interviewing up-and-coming bands.
So, how did the shift to photography happen? Well, our staff photographers were frequently busy with bigger stories, meaning reporters sometimes had to take their own pictures with basic point-and-shoot devices. It wasn't the fancy equipment that hooked me. Instead, it was the visual storytelling that completely captured my imagination. I loved how a single image could convey what took me 500 words to write.
I decided I wanted to take this seriously and improve my skills. I seriously thought about enrolling in an evening class at the local college, but the tuition fees were just too expensive for my modest salary. Instead, I saved up every penny and bought a second-hand camera to practice with on my own during the weekends.
I started taking my camera everywhere. I took a photo of a street performer that I was incredibly proud of, but my editor decided not to use it. However, the following week, she absolutely loved a shot I took of a local festival and actually put it on the front page. That was a massive confidence boost.
I knew then that I wanted to transition to photography full-time. I knew just asking the boss for a title change wasn't going to work. Instead, I spent 3 solid months building a digital portfolio of my best work to present to the management team to prove I had the necessary talent.
The transition wasn't entirely smooth, of course. I occasionally missed the process of writing, but the biggest hurdle for me was mastering the editing software. It was incredibly complex and completely different from the word processing programs I was used to. Nowadays, I'm the lead in-house photographer. I still do occasional studio portraits, but my main focus these days is capturing sports events. It's fast-paced and requires a completely different set of reflexes, which I find thrilling.
If any of you want to change career paths within the publishing world, my advice is simple. Don't just rely on your enthusiasm or passion. You really need to develop a unique style that sets you apart from the competition. That's what editors are truly looking for.